prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a fast-moving show today during the first half hour. Science for Humans is going to answer the question about the lonely B vitamin. What is it? Why is it important? Then we're going to switch it up. We're going to be joined by Cindy Crawford's nutritionist to talk about her new book, Urban Remedy, the four-day in-home retreat for your body and mind. And then, top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Kimber Stanhope to talk about high fructose corn syrup. How much of it is too much? It's fairly unavoidable today. Especially since the FDA is now allowing them just to call it fructose and fool people. So we need to understand, if you are getting some in your diet, what are the consequences? Of course, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceutical, and their product line, All American EFX Sports. You get a free sample of the most superior, best performing carbohydrate supplement in the world, scientifically shown to allow you to train harder and longer, and that's Carbolin. You can go to superhumanradio.com. At the very top of the page, you'll see a banner ad that will allow you to try Carbolin for free. Check it out. Without further ado,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. Jeff?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Carl?
Fantastic. The summer is here. It's in full effect, and I'm ready for a great show. We're going to be talking about the lonely B vitamin, the not sexy B vitamin, the B vitamin that never gets talked about.
Absolutely. The one that's lost in space, so to say.
but quite frankly, one of the earliest B vitamins to show an importance in overall health.
It actually is the most important B vitamin of all. And I thought, you know, kind of leading into the word vitamin, you know, let's talk a little bit about what that means and how things get classified as a vitamin. So I'm going to go back to 1911. The chemist Casimir Funk, sounds like a musician.
Really?
He isolated a substance from rice bran extract, which he thought was the anti-beriberi factor. And we're going to talk about beriberi in a little bit. Because this substance was an amine, and because he thought the substance had vital dietary functions, he named it a vitamine. Turns out that he actually didn't discover the cure to beriberi, but the name vitamin stuck for anything that is fat-soluble, water-soluble. That's an organic substance that is an essential in small amounts to normal growth and activity in living organisms. So that's what a vitamin is. And, of course, then we move on to classifying the different types of vitamins.
You know, another thing that I learned in reading up about vitamin B is that every species of animal and obviously humans on the planet requires it. There's a lot of B vitamins that we need that maybe other animals and other species don't, but B1 is universally needed, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it is essential for normal growth function. You know, again, it's classified as the most important of the B vitamins. And it's a water soluble. You know, vitamins are classified by fat soluble and water soluble. Water soluble means that essentially your body doesn't store it. It's kind of in and out. So that's why it's important to get it in every day.
What are some of the symptoms, or what are some of the outward indicators that someone could be deficient, and what do deficiencies in B1 bring about in the human condition?
You know, the deficiencies are not like some of the vitamins where maybe you just feel fatigue or tire. These are pretty serious. So the first one is a symptom called, or a disease called beriberi, which most people probably never heard of, because I don't know when the last time maybe back in the 30s, you know, where we actually had beriberi in the United States, other than we do see one of the symptoms of beriberi, which I'll talk about here in a minute, in infants. But basically, B1 deficiency leads to chronic diseases. And one of those chronic diseases, like I said, is beriberi, which is a neurological and a cardiovascular disease. Now, there's three types of beriberi. One of them is called wet beriberi, and that one is the one that's been associated with cardiovascular diseases and is one of the most chronic symptoms of the deficiency of B1. So a lot of things, you know, could fall into cardiovascular or those type of chronic diseases that actually could be part of beriberi.
Why do they call it? Why is it called wet? Does it produce a congested cough? Usually, when they talk about wet, there's some sort of buildup of fluid.
You know, I mean, beriberi is such a diverse disease. You know, it causes everything from, you know, a crippling to loss of muscle. I would assume that, you know, being this particular one is wet, it probably has something to do with, you know, lungs. I don't know whether it necessarily builds up fluid.
Right.
But it's a nasty, nasty disease.
What's the other beriberi?
The other one is called dry beriberi, which it also affects both the cardiovascular and the nervous system. The third one is a deficiency that they call infantile beriberi. And this is usually because a lot of times the infant formulas that aren't fortified with B1, you know, when they get off breastfeeding or they go directly to some formula and there's not B1 in there, infants can develop that. And usually the primary symptom is a loss of voice in the beginning. But again, it can lead to, you know, infant beriberi. So,
but now. So these types of diseases present themselves well. Are we to assume that since I heard the word beriberi on Gilligan's Island when I was a kid, right? The professor said something about beriberi on the show.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard about beriberi like in life where someone said, oh, so and so has beriberi. So are we to assume that our diet is sufficiently providing B1 since we don't see beriberi, or is it one of those situations like vitamin C where, you know, subclinical deficiencies produce symptoms that are not easily identifiable?
You know, in the United States, it is really easy. Women only need like 1.1 milligrams per day, and men need about 1.4, which is the percent daily value, to prevent B1 deficiency. And so many things that we eat contain much more B1. So even if you didn't supplement with a vitamin, you know, most all fish. Okay, so you don't eat fish, pork. You don't eat pork. Most all the nuts and seeds are high. And then you get into the wheats. So most people, you know, do eat, you know, bagels and English muffins and rye breads.
Right.
And then all of the green peas. High, sweet corn, all forms of squash, asparagus, soybeans, and then all of the navy beans. So those are things that are pretty common in most of our diets. So it's not too difficult to get in the required amount of B1 to prevent those deficiencies. The one thing that does really hinder and override, you know, our diet is alcoholism. You know, people who drink excessively, one of the deficiencies is something called WKS or Wernicke-Koster syndrome. And this is a disease that literally is caused by alcohol. It creates a deficiency in B1.
Really?
So I
would have to imagine that even moderate alcohol consumption, somebody who drinks a couple times a week, maybe a couple glasses of wine each time, needs to be cognizant that they better be getting enough B1 in their diet.
I think so, because, you know, how do you just define alcoholism? I mean, you know, I know AA probably has a definition from it, but, you know.
Yeah, but that definition is a social construct. It's not about, typically you're an alcoholic if your alcoholism is now causing you to lose jobs, lose families, and so on. But there's a lot of people out there who are functional they drink every night, they have a glass or two of wine, they would be not considered an alcoholic on the social construct side, but they could be B1 deficient.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it is proven that alcohol does decrease B1 and cause a deficiency. So again, we don't know from each person, you know, how much it's going to take. Is it going to take one drink a week, one drink a day, 10 drinks a day? So do be aware that that is, you know, a cause of B1 deficiency. And actually, it is the biggest cause of this WKS disease is alcohol.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Do you want to talk about any other deficiencies before we take a break or any other issues on that side of the discussion? And then when we come back, we'll talk about good sources, supplementation, and all the other stuff you want to cover?
You know, I think those are the main deficiencies. We'll go ahead and take a break, and then we'll come up with a scientific definition for B1, and then we'll talk about, you know, the benefits and what it does.
There you go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans.
Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We did that set backwards. We played the bumper music out in so that we could play One is the Loneliest Number, which was very appropriate, wasn't it, Jeff?
It was. You know, as we said, this is probably a B vitamin thiamine that most people probably didn't know it existed. You know, maybe you looked on a vitamin label of some complex and you saw B1, but you
wouldn't think. Well, and you just made a great point too that I was going to bring up. It's not always labeled as B1. Most of the time, especially in bread products, it'll be fortified with thiamine.
And that is that is the name for B1. B1 is just kind of the common name. So somebody decided to give it B1, B2, B3, you know, but the actual name is thiamine. And no, you wouldn't know that was vitamin B1.
Yeah. So B1 also plays a role in metabolism, right? It's required for the breakdown of certain things that we eat. Or am I wrong about that? Isn't it a coenzyme?
Absolutely. It actually helps to convert blood sugar into energy. So B1 is responsible or necessary for that whole ATP conversion of, you know, sugar into glucose. So very, very important.
Let me pose an idea that I don't know that this has been looked at or not, but a B1 could also then, in that case, a deficiency might present itself even cause the acquisition of type 2 diabetes. And here's my thoughts on that. If you don't have the fuel, so to say, for cells and mitochondria to function properly, the body would attempt to deploy more blood sugar, right? It thinks that we have a hypoglycemic episode. And as a result, raise insulin levels and the whole cascade of events that ensue when we become insulin resistant. You think that B1 could play some minor role in the acquisition of type 2 diabetes?
You know, I do. You know, and with all of the different, you know, fad diets and things we go on where we're limiting ourselves, you know, where some people just don't eat any nuts or seeds because there's fat, or, you know, some people don't like fish, or they don't eat pork. You know, those are essential things to eat. And absolutely, I think that, you know, B1 can contribute to that. You know, if it is important to converting that blood sugar into energy, you know, a deficiency would surely make sense that it could lead to, you know, type 2 diabetes.
Do you think supplementation is logical, Dr. Jeff, since we know that the RDAs are established as the minimum your body needs to just survive? But we all want to thrive, not just survive. So you think that therapeutic doses are actually higher than the RDA? And if so, are there limits to that? Is there a dose that becomes unsafe with B1?
Yeah, and like you said, the percent daily values are, first of all, based on a 2,000-calorie diet. How many of us know how many calories a day we eat in? You know, we take in, unless you actually are an athlete who's calculating. So they are, as you said, the minimum amount to prevent diseases. You know, they're not to give you the benefit. But B vitamin 1, you know, being water soluble, I have seen no studies that show that taking any excess amount that there has been any adverse reactions. Mm. Actually, to the contrary, people who take elevated amounts actually have enhanced brain functioning.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty interesting. But I think, again, you know, allergies, colds, things of that nature, being tired, you know, these all deplete our bodies of vitamins. So although, you know, the 1.4 milligrams per day of the DV is enough to prevent beriberi or WKS, it's not enough for us to really fuel our diets or our bodies. And especially if you're an athlete, you know, you need more. So I think, you know, getting into the 50 to 100 milligrams a day is really probably the optimal amount. But keep in mind, you know, you got to be careful elevating one of these vitamins because you could then cause some deficiency in something else. So it's always good when you take your B vitamins to use a B complex that contains all of them.
Interesting. Yeah, so they do – and not to get – because we're going to talk more about B vitamins in other shows, but do B vitamins occur in nature in specific ratios? Have you found that to be the case?
I haven't. You know, it's really all over the board, you know, depending on, you know, the source. So I haven't seen nature, you know, coming up with the best B complex. I think from a scientific side, you know, we've kind of developed what we think. And usually I think most people agree relatively even amounts are the best. There is no rhyme or reason. You know, water soluble, you take too much. You get what we call the neon stream. It's excreted in urine, so it's really difficult to build up a toxicity level of water-soluble vitamins.
Do you think that – I mean, I'm thinking about trying to take a therapeutic dose of vitamin B1 isolated by itself just to see if I notice anything. So if I were to take 100 milligrams of B1 what do you think about taking it for just a few days and notice if I have any changes in energy, assuming I keep everything else static, everything else exactly the same?
I think what you will find is you will your energy level will probably be more stable, but I think you're also going to find that your brain function, you know, your alertness, your cognitiveness is going to increase.
Interesting.
That's what I'm thinking, you know, from what I've seen out there. I know myself, you know, I haven't in years used just it by itself. I mean, I am a believer of B-complex and using, you know, that 50 to 100 milligram. And you do feel a lot better. You know, as we'll be talking about, you know, over the next weeks, we'll probably be working our ways through the B vitamins. And all of them are important. So it's kind of hard to say, you know, let me not take any of the other ones and only take one. You know, there might be a reason why you would elevate B1. Like I said, if you're thinking that you are, you know, on the verge to type 2 diabetes or, you know, your brain just isn't functioning, you're not snapping, you know, that memory, things of that nature, or you're tired, you know, that could be a slight deficiency in B1.
What about egg yolks? I know egg yolks tend to have B vitamins. Do we see vitamin B1 in egg yolks?
You know, in my top 10 list, I didn't see that listed.
Interesting.
It may be, and if it is, it might be relatively low.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, is keep in mind, you know, they're on your, you know, your seeds. The raw forms are always the best. You know, once you cook or I call it frying.
Roast,
I don't know,
yeah.
Roasting.
Roasted your pecans as opposed to raw pecans, right.
Gotcha. Yeah, now you're really stripping the vitamins out. One of an example is like asparagus raw contains about 11% of the DV for B1. Once you cook it, it drops down to 4%. So you're still going to get some in there, but again, these are water soluble. So in cooking and roasting, it does wash out. The same way with, you know, overcooking fish where, you know, maybe like tuna fish in a can where who knows what the processing has been to get there. You may not have as much as a nice piece of awi awi tuna or, you know, a medium rare cooked piece of tuna.
What about this? This is going to harken back and you're probably going to go, oh, yes, because when you were training at the Mecca of bodybuilding at Venice Beach, California, a lot of the fathers of physical culture were real big on brewer's yeast. Remember brewer's yeast?
Yep.
And brewer's yeast has a ton of thiamine along with a ton of other B vitamins. What are your thoughts on brewer's yeast? Should it make a revival? I had somebody say, no, it has too much iron in it. What do you think about brewer's yeast as a good source of B vitamins?
You know, I think a couple things need to make a revival. You know, everything is kind of like fashion comes around, and the more we know, the least we forget about. But I think, again, brewer's yeast, you know, in a good form has got so many benefits. A summer or two, you remember the old liver tablets we used to take?
Yeah, yeah.
Those were high in B vitamins also, along with, you know, good source of amino acids, iron. Again, I think athletes need more iron. So I don't have an issue unless you've got some reason why, you know, you shouldn't be taking that. But, you know, that's what we lived on. We didn't have all these isolated forms. So, yes, we have more technology and we have more science now, but there's a lot of good things, you know, that we used to do that we forgot about.
Well, and you just mentioned one that really should be. If you are a meat eater, you should absolutely have liver a couple times a month. Now, the quality of liver, back in the day, and you'll probably endorse what I'm about to say, it was Argentine. From Argentina, they acquired all the liver that they made liver tablets with from Argentina because their standards on raising cattle were unsurpassed. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's still the case, but if you have a family farm that you do business with, getting liver from cows that have been raised naturally on grass and not given any antibiotics or drugs or not exposed to pesticides or herbicides, because all that stuff gets caught up in the liver, it's a great idea to make liver a couple times a month, right?
Absolutely. You just got to have one of those good old Italian recipes to use enough onions, right?
Onions and bay leaf, right? Then it changes, yeah. And that smells good, you know? Because that's the problem with liver. A lot of people get grossed out by it because when you cook it, it has a certain smell. But that's because it's rich in plasma. It's rich in blood. It's rich in the things that you really, really want. And the truth is, I make liver rare. I prefer it rare. But I was raised eating something. So every year, my grandfather used to slaughter a lamb, and they used to cook every part of it, including the blood. He would mix it with red wine, and they would bake it in the oven. It's called sanguinache, and it comes out like a loaf of liver, and you just slice it. Mm-hmm. And I used to eat that when I was a kid.
Oh, sure. And, you know, I mean, there were some things that I think we were healthier from some standpoints, you know, than we are now because we have forgotten or, you know, we're too sophisticated to eat that. But slap some flour on it, a little olive oil.
Bingo.
Onions, and like you said, bay leaf, and it's actually quite good.
Yeah. So there you go. Make sure you're getting adequate amounts of vitamin B1. If you're not, you may want to start supplementing and look for the foods that are high in B1, especially nuts. Thank you, Dr. Jeff.
You're welcome. And always remember, when you go to buy a supplement, make sure it's a reputable brand and not the least expensive one you can find.
That's right. That's one area you don't want to cut corners, right?
Absolutely.
You don't want to cut corners on surgery, and you don't want to cut corners on supplements. So there you go.
There you go.
All right. Take care, Dr. Jeff.
Bye-bye.
All right. So we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about something very, very exciting, and that is the Urban Remedy. And the Urban Remedy is, in fact, something you can do in your home to revive your body, your mind, your spirit. How about a retreat right there in your home? We're going to tell you how to do it. Stay tuned.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com. And click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Go, 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 go. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So, you know, we always have friends who come home, they go, oh, I went to a retreat. I feel so good. I feel so energized. You know, and we're thinking, oh, I wish I had the time to do that. I can't get away. And the idea of a retreat says you care about your body. And we all care about our bodies, let's be honest. But not all of us can go away on a retreat. Well, my next guest has solved this problem because she has written a book that allows you to do your own in-home 4-day retreat. And she is Nika Pasquale. How you doing, Nika?
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
I tell you what I really love about your book. We've done books on cleanses before. We've talked about cleansing. And the reality is that most people outline the cleanse. Here's what you drink, and here's what you eat, and go do it. But there's so many unanswered questions about getting started. What do you do when you're finished? Can I train? Can I exercise? You lay out everything in here. Like, this is almost like a guide for somebody who wanted to start doing 4-day retreats on their own.
Exactly. Well, I've been doing retreats for a really long time, and I just wanted to create something that people could do at home. You know, going away to retreat is really expensive. You have to pay for airfare usually, and then the retreat itself, you know, is not cheap. So this is you know, a great way for people to be able to do a retreat. You know, people that want to reset their mind, body, and spirit, you know, people that are feeling tired and sluggish and, you know, just overall just don't feel great. It's a great way to reset your life and start new.
Well, I have a totally different opinion of cleanses now. And I'm 57 years old, and I've accumulated a lot of metabolic debris. I've accumulated a lot of toxins I've come in contact with. And I personally go for regular phlebotomies. Every 8 weeks now, I donate some blood because I want new blood in my veins. But also, part of that process is doing cleanses to release those things into the blood before I go give blood. And the cleanse isn't just, I think I'm going to do this new age thing. People need to be doing this because we are being assaulted by our environment today. If you're not doing cleanses, you're accumulating this stuff in your body long term.
Yeah, and that's a good point. On top of that, I mean, if you look at the rate of chronic inflammatory disease in the United States, I mean, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, cancer, you know, all of these diseases have been on the rise, and it's a lot of them are directly related to lifestyle and diet. So if you're eating foods that promote a ton of inflammation in your body, you know, and have really high sugar content and high glycemic content,
right,
you know, you could be putting yourself at risk for, you know, developing something like metabolic syndrome or type 2 diabetes. So, you know, it's really, I look at this, you know, my goal is to hope that people will do this and love it and feel great and start incorporating more of a low glycemic, healthy diet into their lifestyle so that they could be the healthiest, you know, most energized, vibrant people they can be.
Now, this audience is made up of, we eat an ancestral diet, which means we eat a lot of raw, but we also eat animal protein. So we are not the typical vegans. And I wouldn't even call us paleo because many of us drink raw, unpasteurized milk. Right. Because we believe in the power of raw and pasteurized milk. But how important is it when doing a cleanse to get the meat out because of its difficulty in digestion?
You know, I think it's just a great little break to give your body. I think it is important to get the dairy and meat out. And if you're doing, you know, raw milk or cultured, you know, dairy or something like that, I think it's great. I think that's really good for you. But while you're doing a cleanse, it's just great to give yourself, your body a break, and you just want to eat the cleanest foods possible while you're doing it. So, you know, even if you're eating like organic pastured meats, I would just say, you know, save that. You could take 4 days off. It's not going to hurt you. And just eat really, really clean foods, you know, plant foods, fruits, veggies. Those are the foods that prevent disease. They're filled with phytonutrients, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, water. You know, they're really nutrient dense for our bodies.
You know, the rate of GERD and acid reflux in this country is startling.
Oh, it's crazy.
It just speaks to the fact that the large majority of the population have inflamed guts. And inflammation, chronic inflammation is bad. But chronic inflammation of the gut is worse because that is where your immune system is.
Exactly.
So what I'm curious about is your experience with people who come to you and go, you know, I've got GERD, I've got these terrible tastes in my mouth, I have heartburn all the time, I'm bloated even when I don't eat anything. They do a 4-day cleanse, as you promote in this book. When they come out the other side, do they see results? Do they see relief in their gut issues?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's a lot of things. So, you know, when people come to the retreats, and I also have this in my book, if you have, you know, a specific issue with me, I will, you know, if somebody came to me and said, I have terrible GERD, I have like everything I eat, I have terrible heartburn, I will actually do exactly what I do in the book, but I might tweak a couple things, and I have the info in the book. Like, if you have heartburn, I'll do, in the juices, I'll add some cabbage juice because cabbage is very healing for your whole GI tract, and fennel. So I'll add certain ingredients that will really help that person with that specific issue and have them take probiotics. And that information is in the book. I have food cures, and then I have different ailments and recommendations for those. And then you can, you know, look up if you're having a specific issue and then tweak your cleanse a little bit and add those items. Because, you know, my philosophy is food is healing. And so, and with my background in traditional Chinese medicine, food and diet is such a huge part of, you know, staying healthy and a big piece of the puzzle. And every food in Chinese medicine has a taste, a temperature, a medicinal quality, and actually works with specific organs in the body. So I think that that is a really important part of empowering people to take care of their health and not relying on, you know, taking medications all the time.
I know this is probably not in the cleanse, okay, but I also know that you are a nutritional advisor, a nutritionist. In fact, you are Cindy Crawford, the actress, so you advise her nutritionally as well. While it may not be in the book, what are your thoughts on the emergence of bone broths and the whole good for the gut, collagen for the skin, all that sort of stuff?
I love it. I think bone broth is amazing. I think that, you know, it is extremely healing. I think that if you are somebody that, you know, eats meat, then I would drink bone broth all the time. I really do think it's really good for you. And, you know, there's a lot of studies that have recently come out relating depression and different kind of mental disorders to the gut. So it is a huge part of our immune system, and now they're also relating it to kind of our mental state as well. So it's so important to have a healthy gut.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more. I think we're going to take a break. There it is. We're going to be talking more with Nika Pasquale. Her book is on the homepage of superhumanradio.com, and you can get it there. It's Urban Remedy, and it teaches you how to do your own in-home four-day retreat. It will replenish your body. It will replenish your soul. It'll make you feel better. It'll make you look better. But more importantly, it'll make you healthier. Everyone should be doing... Now, we already practice intermittent fasting in this audience because we know the benefits of autophagy. Well, this is right up there with intermittent fasting. You should be doing regular cleanses, even if just once a month, especially if you haven't been doing them. It's critical to longevity. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
For the best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free.
Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Dr. Kimber Stanhope joins us to talk about how much high fructose corn syrup is too much. You know, the FDA now allows high fructose corn syrup to appear in food labels as the word fructose. So many of you may be getting more than you think you are. And since we have to learn to coexist with some amount of it, what is the amount that is safe to consume? Right now we're talking with Nika Pasquale about her book, Urban Remedy. You can do your own in-home 4-day retreat. It's amazing that you can do, because Nika lays out everything. It's not just the cleanse, it's the foods, it's the activities, it's how you get into it, how you get out of it. It's everything. If you went to a retreat, someone would do this for you. They direct you. Now you're going to drink this. Now you're going to do this. We're going to go outside and we're going to do this. Nika lays it out in a book. You could do it yourself. I mean, I think it's fantastic. I think this has been the missing piece for the detox and cleanse category, Nika.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for saying that. And I think it's important for people to know it's not just a juice cleanse, because a lot of people, you know, we'll do a juice cleanse, and a lot of them do have a lot of sugar. This is a very low glycemic cleanse that incorporates food and juice. So you're not, you know, it's not the kind of cleanse where you're, you know, feeling irritable and starving. I really tried to make every recipe absolutely delicious and enjoyable. And besides doing, you know, the food part of it, you also get to do these great medicinal baths before you go to sleep, some journaling, some kind of intention work, if you're open to that. You can exercise, which is great. So it's really a great, you know, like I said before, it's really great for people that feel like they really want to do something to make a change, reset their life, and it really helps you do that.
Now, if you currently drink lots of boutique coffee or eat conventional produce, you absolutely should be doing a cleanse at least once a month. And I'll tell you why. We're learning more and more every day about mycotoxicity fungal toxins that are in our food supply. This especially comes from the corn and wheat that you eat. But more importantly, many of us are consuming these funguses now in coffee from these boutique coffee shops. There's lots of good research coming out. And it's important to have certain funguses in our body, but an overgrowth of them, like candida, can cause some real nasty issues. Won't a cleanse like this 4-day process, help you if you have those fungal infections, Nika?
Absolutely. It will. And if you have a real serious fungal infection, you know, there's things that I would recommend adding, like you can do oregano oil or grapefruit seed extract. But definitely it gives your body a break from like all of the acid. It helps your body become more alkaline where, you know, disease doesn't like to live in an alkaline state. So, it definitely will help with that. And, you know, it gives your body a break from drinking the caffeine and, you know, it just, your adrenals will thank you. You know, it's a great reset.
Well, and you know, we're all talking about genetically modified foods today, but the real devil in the details may not be the genetic modification of the food, but instead the chemical glyphosate that it allows farmers to pour tons and tons onto the crops,
yeah,
that stay in the diet and get in your body. In fact, Monday we're talking to a group that now has in-home glyphosate testing for urine and for mother's breast milk. So, if you're getting exposed to that stuff, you better be detoxing at least once a month.
Totally. I mean, that should be illegal. It's really disgusting that we even have to worry about having those kind of chemicals in our food and giving them to our kids and having to, you know, check breast milk. It's terrible. Yeah, I mean, that's why I really promote, you know, eating organic produce and not eating genetically modified foods. It's one of the reasons. So it definitely makes for a healthier environment. So if you can afford organic and have access to it, I would always choose organic.
You know, I did a blog post a couple of weeks ago, and if those of you who listen to the show have missed it, I'm going to mention it. But Monsanto holds a handful of patents on glyphosate for its use as an antibiotic in treating illnesses, and in every single of the 162 patents I found on glyphosate and glyphosate blends, it all lists glyphosate as a antimicrobial antibiotic. We know that low-level antibiotic in our food chain are poisoning us. They're causing antibiotic resistance. They're causing obesity. They're causing diversity in the microbes in your gut to deplete. They're causing nasty things. Well, guess what? Glyphosate is an antibiotic. So if you're eating conventionally grown produce, or especially genetically modified produce, you're getting a lot of glyphosate in your diet. So you need to do a cleanse from time to time. Give my listeners, in the couple minutes we have left, a couple tips, some practical advice, some practical solutions on incorporating healthy choices into our daily lives.
You know, I really like to keep it simple for people so people don't feel too overwhelmed. I would say when you're going grocery shopping, you know, always try to get most of your products in the fruit and vegetable section, right? You want to get, you know, that if you're choosing fruits and veggies, and, you know, challenge yourself. If you see a vegetable that you haven't used before, you know, look up a recipe and start trying new things. You want to stay away from anything that's package and anything that has a shelf life over a week or two, you know, is a processed food, is filled with, you know, usually it has high fructose corn syrup and preservatives. You want to really try to eat foods that have a lower shelf life because you know they're fresh, they have enzymes, they have all of the parts in them that are going to create and promote a really healthy, vibrant life. So package, white flour, white sugar, you know, anything with those ingredients you really want to try to stay away from.
Yeah, absolutely. Shop the perimeter of the grocery store. That still remains to be true. And the reality is you really should be doing the smallest amount of your shopping in a grocery store. You should have a relationship with a family farm. The summer is here. Farmers markets are opening, I think, this weekend, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, farmers markets are the best place to get your produce for sure. And they're so much fun.
If a person has never done a detox or a cleanse before, they get your book, they follow it to the T for 4 days, and at the end of that, what will be most noticeable to them, you think, both visually and the way they feel?
That more energy, usually. So part of the cleanse is also, you know, like I said, it's a body, mind, and spirit. So you'll feel empowered. You'll feel ready to take on the world, more energy. Usually people lose weight. You know, you just feel great after doing something like this. It's a time for you just to reflect on your life, really look inside, take care of your body. You're taking action, doing something to really, you know, increase your health. And usually people, you know, have less sugar cravings, don't crave all the processed foods and the coffee and the alcohol. It's just a great way to reset your life.
How much of the weight loss is a result of the evacuation of matter that you've been carrying around for quite some time? And how much of it is a reduction in chronic inflammation that allows the body to reduce edema, which makes you pass all the water out that edema traps?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably 50-50 because you are eating, you know, a lot of fiber because you're eating a lot of veggies and fruits and nuts, not a ton of nuts, but, you know, so that's going to help clean you out. And then, you know, most of the ingredients are filled with water content, so it does help to flush out those toxins, make your body more alkaline, you know, and get rid of that toxic accumulated waste that we have in our system.
Yeah, absolutely. The book is Urban Remedy. It's on our homepage at superhumanradio.com, right down at the bottom. You can get it. I suggest that people use this book and keep it around because you'll probably want to use it at least once a month. Indulge yourself. You and your spouse or your significant other, take the phone off the hook, get off the internet, shut off the iPhones, and give yourself a four-day retreat, and you'll feel brand new. Don't go out of town. That makes you more tired, more stressed out. Stay home. Don't tell anybody where you are and do a four-day retreat using the Urban Remedy book on our homepage. Nika, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. I love your show. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about high fructose corn syrup. It may be unavoidable that we consume some of it, so how much is safe? We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. You know, many of us try to stay away from high fructose corn syrup, but quite frankly, it's becoming more and more difficult to do that. The FDA recently allowed the renaming of high fructose corn syrup simply to the word fructose, so you don't know the source of the fructose any longer. With that being said, since we know we are going to be exposed to some amount of high fructose corn syrup, how much is too much? The dose response effect of high fructose corn syrup on cardiovascular disease risk factors. Dr. Kimber Stanhope, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carl. Nice to be here.
So, why are we looking at just, and this is a rhetorical question, but why are we looking at just that high fructose corn syrup and its increasing risk factors in cardiovascular disease? Isn't it just sugar?
You are absolutely right. And when I use the term sugar or added sugar, I am referring to high fructose corn syrup and sucrose. Both of those are major contributors to our added sugar consumption, almost equal proportions. If anything, sucrose might be a little higher as a contributor. We had to study one in a dose response scenario. We didn't do both simply due to lack of funding. The study was funded by a mere $1.25 million from an NIH grant, and that completely restricted just how many groups we could study. It would have definitely been ideal to be able to do both of the sugars at all three of the doses, 10%, 17.5%, and 25%. So why did I pick then high fructose corn syrup? Partly because it's, as the newest member of the block, it is the least studied of the two added sugars. There is actually far more data on sucrose consumption. Now, not a dose response study, at least not a dose response study from a researcher who has not been funded by the corn refiners, but there has been plenty of research on sucrose to also show it raises risk factors for both cardiovascular disease and metabolic disease. One of the most recent and compelling is a study from Denmark in which they gave 1 liter of sucrose-sweetened beverage to adults for 6 months. and they compared the results with control groups who consumed 1 liter of low-fat milk, 1 liter of aspartame-sweetened cola, and 1 liter of water. One of the most exciting results for those of us who are researching, you know, trying to determine mechanism by which sugar induces health problems, was that the group that consumed the sucrose sweetened cola had increased amounts of liver fat compared to all three of the other groups.
Right.
And we saw this change even when there wasn't a significant difference in the body weight gain among the four groups. Therefore, this was a very important finding and offered confirmation to the mechanisms by which we propose that fructose-containing sugars are important. So, yes, there has been actually more studies about sucrose than high fructose corn syrup. Very few on high fructose corn syrup. And that's really why we picked it. And also because we were supplying the added sugar in the form of a beverage. And when this study started, there was far more sodas sweetened with high fructose
right.
corn syrup than sucrose. It made sense to be looking at the high fructose corn syrup too. But please don't interpret my data as putting the halo on sucrose
right.
compared to high fructose corn syrup.
Right, right, absolutely. So with that being said, describe the study. What questions were you trying to answer, and how did you design the study?
So the study was designed, first of all, our previous study had shown that there were very, very significant effects between fructose and glucose. And this was a mechanistic study, and it was very, very interesting. But its relevance to human consumption was low because we don't consume our sugar as either pure glucose or pure fructose.
Right.
It's a combination of both. But that study showed, whoops, fructose causes high lipid levels. It causes decreased insulin sensitivity. That's a risk factor for diabetes. And it causes increased fat deposition within the internal organs, you know, meaning intra-abdominal fat, or what people like to call, you know, central obesity.
Visceral fat. It's the most damning of all the fat, because we know that, A, it crowds organs, and B, it seems to be more like an organ in the fact that it produces lots of hormones and messengers that tell the body it's in trouble.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and some of these messengers are termed inflammatory factors.
Right.
The other thing that makes it problematic is it's directly upstream of the liver. So whatever those visceral fat cells produce, who sees it first? The liver.
Right.
And the liver is a very important organ in our body. It's really a very important controller of all our metabolic processes. And so we think it's possible that upstream delivery from visceral fat to liver is part of the problems that cause such a huge epidemic of metabolic syndrome, cardiovascular disease, and possibly even diabetes in this country. So that study, fructose is a problem. Glucose appears to be much more benign. Again, was mechanistically interesting, but we certainly needed to move on to how we actually consume sugar. So that led to our next study. And we shortened this study to a 2-week study because our previous study was 10 weeks worth of intervention, but we saw negative effects by 2 weeks. To save money, we're
wow.
now down to a 2-week study. The other big difference between the two studies is in our first study, we used what you would call a much more vulnerable population.
Okay.
All our subjects were over the age of 40. They averaged about 55 years of age. And all of them were overweight. They averaged a BMI right at 29 and a half, which is just below the cutoff point for obesity.
Right.
So you could say half of them at least were probably obese. Okay, so this is a population who probably already has some of the risk factors
right.
for cardiovascular disease, and those already having the risk factors might increase your vulnerability. Therefore, we move down to a much healthier population. Our new population ranged in age from 18 to 40, average 25, and their average BMI was right at 25, which is right at the cutoff between normal and overweight.
Mm-hmm.
So a much less vulnerable, let's call it, population. So our first study from this big study in which we were trying to answer a lot of questions all at the same time was, how does fructose compared to glucose, compared to one of the sugars we actually consume, high fructose corn syrup, compare at a high level of consumption? And we always choose 25% of energy requirement as a high level of consumption.
Right.
Now, why do we pick that amount? Because that is the amount that our Dietary Advisory Committee of 2010 said was the upper limit for a safe consumption. So they said it is safe to consume 25% of our daily calories as added sugar. Now, they didn't recommend we do it, but they said there was no adverse health effects mm-hmm. associated with that level of sugar consumption. So that's why we chose the 25% level as the high level to compare with fructose and glucose. So we kind of filled those study groups quickly in order to generate an answer, and that answer was published in 2011. And in that report, we showed that compared to glucose, high fructose corn syrup increased risk factors, and these increases were comparable to fructose consumption.
Okay.
Therefore, it looked like for many of the risk factors, high fructose corn syrup was every bit as bad as the effects we saw with just fructose consumption. And again, this was in a much younger, less vulnerable population. So that was a very important study. And then that study also showed that the 25% was a relevant high dose for us to start a dose response study. So that's when we then started looking at adding 0% of calories, 10% of, when I say that, I said it wrong, 0% of energy requirement,
right.
10% of energy requirement, and 17.5% of energy requirement to the beverages. And also we studied more subjects getting the 25%.
Now,
these beverages contained high fructose corn syrup. Okay, go ahead.
Did you, and we have to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about this current finding with these different step-tiered amounts of high fructose corn syrup. Do you find that the presence of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is higher in a dose-dependent basis in the consumption of fructose than glucose?
Actually, that is a very interesting question that I didn't study. Unfortunately, the technology for doing magnetic resonance imaging of the liver wasn't advanced enough when we did our first study.
Mm-hmm.
And for our second study, we have used that technology, but all the images are still on a CD, and
okay.
somewhere there is a technician busily quantifying those.
Let
However,
me, God, I'm
there
sorry.
Is a new study in AJCN which looks at glucose and fructose in amounts, a high-dose amount, but with diets that were controlled and did not allow for weight gain. And that study does show either a significant trend or an almost significant trend for an increase in liver fat in the subjects consuming the fructose compared to the glucose. And that study is just got published a couple of months ago in the Journal of Clinical and Endocrinology Metabolism, and it was done by one of our colleagues, Dr. John Mark Schwartz. And it's an excellent study, well controlled, and it answers lots of interesting questions, including showing that these effects we saw with fructose, but again, this is pure fructose, not high fructose corn syrup,
right,
were significant even when subjects weren't allowed to gain weight.
Right.
They were on
a maintenance energy intake, so they theoretically they should not gain weight. So all they did was shift their calories on that maintenance level to more fructose. Now, you said high fructose corn syrup and fructose seem to perform the same in some other studies, so it would be fair to say that high fructose corn syrup consumption would also yield the potential for, you know, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is a big problem today. And see, years ago I said, you know, how can you not think that the consumption of fructose, whether it's high fructose corn syrup or some other concentrated form of fructose as an added sweetener in a beverage or a food product, won't contribute to that? The way fructose is metabolized is it becomes a long-chain triglyceride first, which is a fat, and it has to be converted then to a type of sugar that can be used for energy. So it's stored in the liver. It makes perfect sense that it would increase liver fat infiltration.
Right, yes, because there's a huge difference between fructose and glucose as to where it is metabolized in the body.
Right, right.
Fructose is almost exclusively metabolized in the liver.
Right.
And the reason for that is there's this enzyme that's, in scientific terms, it's called a rate-limiting enzyme. It controls the metabolism of fructose within the liver. And with fructose, it is always turned on. Therefore, any fructose that shows up near the blood, going through the liver, in the blood, going through the liver, it gets pulled into the liver because there is this enzyme turning on, always taking every single fructose and sending it down the metabolic pathway. This allows the fructose to keep coming in. With glucose, the rate-limiting enzyme is regulated by energy status in the liver. In simple terms, that means if the liver doesn't need any energy, this enzyme is turned off.
I'll be darned.
And by being turned off, basically then you get a backlog of glucose, which prevents any more glucose from coming into the liver. What happens to that glucose?
It gets stored as fat.
It goes right by the liver where it can be used by all the other organs in the body.
Okay. So it can be used as energy then. Yeah, gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
Whereas fructose, because it's only in the liver, it easily overwhelms the liver, and the liver then does exactly what you said.
We have to
do something with all of it.
We have to take a break. We have to take a break, Dr. Stanhope.
Great.
We've gone a little long because this is a very important discussion. What I want to do is take a break, and when we come back, I want to get into the study and let's talk about the different doses of high fructose corn syrup and how they affected cardiovascular disease risk. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
advanced and real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Kimber Stanhope, and we're talking about high fructose corn syrup. And if you're just tuning in, we're just going to get into the doses. It appears to provide a cardiovascular risk increase, then there's a dose response, and we're trying to determine, well, how much is enough or how much is too much. So when we were going into the break, we were starting to talk about this most recent study where you started with different levels of energy in the diet from high fructose corn syrup. It was zero, and the high was 17.5. What were the middle numbers again?
It went with this 0, 10, 17.5, and then the high was the 25.
Ah, okay.
And it's important to clarify that we provided this sugar in the form of high fructose corn sweetened beverage. But for a portion of the study, our subjects lived at home and consumed these beverages with what we called their usual diet. Mm-hmm. Now, that means we weren't controlling the total added sugar consumption. We were adding this amount to their diet. So what we were really studying was, can the body detect the addition of increasing doses of high fructose corn syrup? Our subjects were actually given only one dietary restriction, and that was you may not drink any other sugar-sweetened beverages, and that included fruit juice. They couldn't even drink fruit juice. Mm-hmm. And their other diet instruction was they absolutely had to drink all three of their beverages. The amount of sugar was divided into three doses each day, so everyone got a drink to consume with breakfast, lunch, and with dinner. Okay, so could the body, was the body sensitive enough to the sugar to pick up the increasing doses? And our results show absolutely, wow, very clearly, we got beautiful dose response effects. For most of the outcomes we looked at, and that includes the LDL cholesterol and the postprandial triglycerides, mm-hmm, those are the ones that your listeners will understand.
Yeah, yeah. And no, my listeners will understand others too. With. Speak to anything else.
Uric acid, and there's two other ones that were very important, ApoB,
sure,
and apolipoprotein C.
Right.
Both of those are some of the cardiovascular disease scientists' biggest focus these days. They're starting to think that these two apolipoproteins are some of the best indicators and possibly mediators of cardiovascular risk. So for all of these risk factors, we saw dose response trends that were incredibly significant, meaning when you say incredibly significant as a scientist, you're talking probability, and the probability values related to these dose response trends were less than 1 in 10,000 chances that this is an accidental finding.
Wow.
That the data was so strong that for most of them, our p-values showed that almost a non-measurable chance that this is, you know, not a real relationship with, and that relationship is the more sugar you add, the higher the risk factor.
The more, and you're saying now, sugar, but you're talking about high fructose corn syrup. The more high fructose corn syrup.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And again, keep in mind, I have to say high fructose corn syrup because that's what we did. But I certainly would not ever assure your reviewers we wouldn't see the exact same thing if we had not had not investigated sucrose in a dose response.
Well, and I agree, but when we look at accessibility to a population, and we look at, mm-hmm, soda, which is, I think, 43 grams of sugar, all high fructose corn syrup per can, and we look, mm-hmm, at then we look at the ever growing sugar soda containers, the Big Gulp and the Massive Gulp and the 40 pound garbage can, and you know, people are drinking more and more soda every single day, and we look at that is readily accessible, highly available sugar that is designed to be consumed in extremely large quantities in single servings. and then we look at these risk factor increases, we say this is a problem. All sugar is a problem. But, you know, most people are using regular sugar in their coffee. Maybe if they're baking, you know, they're using table sugars and clearly eating desserts that are high in sugar. But I don't think there's a single category aside from soda, sugar sweetened sodas, that allows you to deliver the wallop of sugar rapidly. And it happens to be a high fructose corn syrup. So I think it's very significant that you did this looking at high fructose corn syrup specifically, not to isolate high fructose corn syrup as the evil sugar, but to say this particular category of sugar finds itself into readily available, easy accessible, very, very large, quote unquote, normal servings on a day in and day out basis.
That is totally true. Everything you just said. And therefore, we saw these dose response trends, but there was another, even bigger surprise.
Can you hold that surprise until we come back from the break?
Sure.
In order to get back on
the
clock, so we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about another surprise that was discovered by Dr. Stanhope and colleagues. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from
heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenadrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Kimber Stanhope. We're talking about the effects of high fructose corn syrup on cardiovascular disease risk factors. And what we just learned in the last segment was it happens in a dose-dependent basis. The more you consume, the greater the increase in these risk factors. What was the exciting thing or the thing that surprised you that you found, Dr. Stanhope?
What surprised me was what we saw with the 10% dose. Now, to put this in terms that everybody can easily visualize, that 10% dose was exactly as if our intervention had been to add 1/2 can of soda with breakfast, with lunch, with dinner. So 1/2 can. And I suspect there's a lot of people in the world who might consume, you know, basically 1.5 cans worth of soda a day and consider themselves a, you know, very moderate to low consumer of
right.
soda. But we saw in this group, and this was what surprised me, significant increases in their risk factors compared to their baseline levels. That means their LDL cholesterol, their ApoB, and their non-HDL cholesterol and their postprandial triglycerides all went up significantly compared to before they started the study. I wasn't expecting to see that. I wasn't surprised so much that we saw, you know, a higher level of risk, a higher increase of the risk factor, you know, in that stair step graphs that you would see in my paper, but to see an actual significant increase in these risks at that low dose, I was very surprised. And again, what it says to me, our bodies are remarkably sensitive to sugar.
Yeah.
They differentiate between as little as the addition of 1.5 cans of soda is something that they can recognize in as little as 2 weeks. And that's kind of scary that our study's only 2 weeks. And then when you put this information together from what we know from population studies, and here's the population study specifically I'm talking about. A year ago, a group from Harvard published results where they had over 100,000 subjects and they divided their added sugar intake into 5 levels. There was the lowest level, which was people who consumed less than 9% of their daily calories as added sugar. And then there was the high group, which was the highest, they consumed more than 21%, and then there was the middle groups, okay? He also found with increased level of sugar, added sugar consumption, there was an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. Now get this, not risk factors, but death, actual death. And what was even more rather concerning was his middle group, the group that was consuming 13 to 17% of their daily calories as added sugar, which is exactly what the average American is consuming.
Right.
Their risk of cardiovascular death over the 15-year period of the study was increased by 18%.
Wow.
So this is our average level of sugar consumption. Now, it's always important to remember that population studies don't prove cause and effect.
Right.
They're purely observational. They're just showing an association between increased sugar consumption, association with cardiovascular disease death. They're both increased as you go up. But then when you put those association data together with my cause and effect data, we know mine are cause and effect,
right?
Because everybody got one intervention and only one intervention, and that was an addition of the high fructose corn syrup. We know that this is the effect of the intervention, the increase in risk factors. You put those two together, and what you have is very strong data suggesting that sugar consumption, even at average American level, around 14-15% of daily calories, is contributing to our epidemic of cardiovascular disease.
But now you specifically keep saying added sugar. Obviously, there are foods, you know, whole fruits that have fructose in them. There are foods like dairy that has a lactose in it. So, should we be looking at total sugar intake or just added sugar intake?
The last thing I ever want anybody to do is interpret anything as I say as, oh my gosh, I need to eat less fruit.
Okay.
There are three reasons why you should not be concerned about the sugar in your fruit. First of all, you pick up that fruit, and it does have sugar, and it's very sweet. But by far, the amount of sugar in there, by the time you eat that fruit, bite by bite, it's very hard to deliver the same amount of sugar from a 12-ounce soda as you can get from a fruit.
Right.
Basically, you have to eat three, you know.
Well, I also want, I'm glad you say this, because this is really an indictment for sugary drinks, quite frankly. And I say that with all candor. And the reason is that these sugary drinks that are manufactured, and even fruit juice for that matter, is probably not a wise idea if you are concerned about these risk factors. These sugary drinks, they undergo rapid gastric emptying. They hit the bloodstream quickly. They overwhelm the body, because they were never designed to have 40 grams of it end up in your stomach, be absorbed in 5 minutes, and be in your bloodstream. Your body was never prepared for that.
Right, exactly. And basically, you know, we actually did a little test in our laboratory where seven of our staff took home the amount of fruit they would need to eat in order to consume 25% of their energy requirement as sugar from fruit, okay? And that was a lot of fruit.
Yeah, I bet.
For, you know, most of them were taking, you know, nine different kinds of fruit and substantial amounts of each.
Right.
It was just a one-day test. Four of them came back and said, I couldn't eat it all.
Of course not.
Three of them came back and said, all right, I could eat it all, but I'll never do it again.
Yeah, because you spend the rest of your time in the bathroom.
Right. Yeah. And you do, most people, unless you've trained yourself to do that, you're going to get stomach aches.
Yeah.
And so basically it's difficult to even consume 25% of your energy requirement as fruit. But the second thing, when you're doing it, you're getting so much more than pure sugar. You are getting lots of fiber. That fiber is one of the things responsible for slowing down how quickly the sugar leaves the fruit and ends up in your liver. Okay? Right. That process is slowed way down. Not only that, that fiber gets to the distal part, that means the bottom parts of your intestine, where it stimulates satiety factors, which slow down how, you know, reduce how much you want to keep eating.
One of the reasons why it's hard to eat that, one of the reasons why it's that hard, it's hard to eat that much fruit unless you're an ape or a chimpanzee, you know, and they, and that's all they eat. I want to take our last commercial break. I have a couple questions real quick just for clarification about this most recent study you did, and then I'm going to ask you to tell our audience what you hope they take away from your research. We're talking right now with Dr. Kimber Stanhope. We're talking about high fructose corn syrup, but you should interpret this discussion as any fruit or high sugar drink out there in the world. It doesn't have to be fructose. It could be sucrose. You need to look at the sugar you're consuming that's not coming to you in Whole Foods. Added sugar, as the mother in the Waterboy movie used to say to Adam Sandler, is the devil. We'll be right back.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack.
Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Yo, Mike, check.
Welcome back.
Yeah, here you go.
We're talking with Dr. Kimber Stanhope. We're talking about high fructose corn syrup consumption at different levels increases your risk factor for cardiovascular diseases to different degrees. What's known as a dose-dependent basis. The more you consume, the higher your risk factors go up. So I just want to make sure that I, because you covered quite a few studies early on, this particular group that were given the incremental doses of high fructose corn syrup, they were, in fact, healthy 18 to 40-year-olds with an average BMI of 25, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, so this isn't even a sick population. These are healthy, robust people, and it's happening to them. Imagine your grandmother and grandfather. You know, they like to have a soda with dinner. They're damning themselves by doing these things. It's terrible. And, you know, it's terrible. I mean, it's you know, we have warning stickers on tobacco now because we know that 450,000 people a year die from tobacco use. It's time to start putting warning stickers on cans of soda. I mean, this is nonsense.
Well, there was an attempt to do that in California. It didn't get very far through the legislators, but I suspect they'll be trying again shortly.
I think so.
And sooner or later, we might be successful at getting these kind of policies through, but they're very difficult. And the reason, of course, is the lobbying efforts by the industry to prevent these kind of policy changes are very huge and very effective.
Just imagine the discussion between the lobbyist and a politician goes something like this. Hi, thank you for seeing me today, Senator. Just wanted to let you know that we don't want to stop killing people at the rate that we're killing them. We need you to help us. Can you help us? We'll be happy to give the government some of the money.
You know, they don't even have to say it that way. They get to say this. The research is not clear.
Yeah.
And the senator can say, but wait, what about this paper from Dr. Stanhope? Look at this increase in cardiovascular risk with increasing level of high fructose corn syrup consumption. And they can say, oh, I can show you an almost identical study in which they go all the way up to consuming 30% of energy intake in sugar-sweetened beverages, and there were no effects.
Yeah.
And why were there no effects? Because this study was paid for $10 million by the Corn Refiner Association.
Well, you know what? We promote critical thinking on this show, and I've said this 1,000 times on this show over the past 10 years. When science contradicts what you know to be true, go with what you know to be true. And this is how look, we are seeing industries and companies that were too big to fail failing because people are voting with their dollars every single day. So we don't have to wait for politicians to become honest, and we don't have to wait for lobbyists to stop knocking on their doors, and we don't have to wait for big conglomerates to stop funding studies. We just have to stop buying this stuff. And as soon as you stop buying sugar-sweetened sodas and sugar-sweetened drinks And quite frankly, if you're giving your kids juice, they're missing out on the opportunity to eat a whole orange, an organic orange. As soon as we stop buying those things and they sit on the shelf and the grocery store starts sending them back in cases and the manufacturers go, oh my God, our profits are down. Then they go, well, what do the people want? What do they want? Let's give them what they want. So we don't have to wait for them. We can change right. things now by talking about these things and discussing them on the show, by you, those of you listening to the show, carrying the message to your friends, your family, your children, and starting to enlighten them about these things. You know, you go to the doctors and you have high triglycerides. He says, oh, you got to cut out fats and I'm going to put you on a statin drug. He doesn't even say, well, how much soda do you drink? They don't even think sugar plays a role in the dyslipidemia discussion. It's nonsense. It's called triglyceride. It's not called a trilipid. I'm so frustrated with that. Anyway.
Right. I want to just throw out one ideal world idea that I love.
Please, please.
I heard it by another researcher at a soda summit. And this researcher said this, and I'd like to plant that seed wherever I go because I think this would be the best thing we could ever do. This guy said, you know, there's been a lot of talk about taxing soda at this soda summit, but here's what I would like to see, that we tax all processed food and we use that money generated to subsidize the fruit and vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
And our whole fruit and our whole vegetable, those things that you go through the grocery store and you look at these prices, $3 and $4 a pound, and you're going, I can't afford to buy this. What if we got those subsidized? Wouldn't that be great?
You know, the only problem with that is, Dr. Stanhope, I interviewed a researcher, I want to say from somewhere in the Northwest a couple years ago, about how well the tax dollars that are being supposedly earmarked for suppressing new smokers, becoming smokers, and getting the message out to existing smokers that it's not healthy for you. You know, what effect that the burden of that tax on the smoker is actually translating to meaningful reactions and changes in smoking habits in America. And it was negligible. It was almost non-existent. And then what came out in the discussion was, well, what happens sometimes is, you know, the federal government gives this money to the state and it's up to the state to use it appropriately. But sometimes the state goes, you know, we don't have enough money to finish paving that road all the way out there in the wilderness. So let's take some of this money and use that to pave a road. If the subsidy was written right and it said you must use every single dollar of this subsidy in these ways, I would endorse mm-hmm. that. That's the thing.
Right, yeah. They call it earmarking.
Yeah.
And I think in the world of politics, of which I'm not an expert, if you earmark the funds, then it's like you have to have a higher percentage. You have to have a two-thirds majority among the voters or something like that
yeah.
versus leaving it open. And so I know, you know, when people are going for these kind of policy changes that are going to hit the voters, it is a trade-off between, you know, earmarking and then requiring that much more to get this thing passed
yeah.
versus leaving it open. But I agree, earmarking
we only have a couple minutes. Give me the Reader's Digest version. What do you want people to take away from your most recent research?
That we are very sensitive to the amount of sugar we consume. So the addition of even, you know, 1 to 1.5 cans a day, your body will be affected. Taking it away, your body will probably be equally affected.
But in a better
way. Try it out.
In a positive way.
Yeah,
exactly.
In the positive way.
Yeah.
And that is an experiment everybody can do on their own body.
Dr. Stanhope, I want to thank you so much for taking time to be on the show today. Very important research, and I hope more people are talking about this. We have to stop people from drinking sugar-sweetened drinks. That one step would help this population. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, so there you have it. Another great show. I want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini for coming on, talking about the loneliest vitamin, B vitamin, vitamin B1. during the first half hour. Then, of course, thanks to Nika Pasquale. Her book is on our front page, Urban Remedy. Produce your own at-home retreat, a four-day retreat that will cleanse your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul, and make you a better and newer person on the other end. And then, of course, thank you to Dr. Kimber Stanhope for shedding some light on the realities of high fructose corn syrup and sugar sweetened drinks in general. And thank you for listening to today's show. We will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on